Wednesday 9, December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour today. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58, and then we're looking in the book of Ezra as well, and we'll be looking back just briefly into 2 Chronicles, chapter 36 today, the last chapter. As this question needs to be asked, that the adversaries of the people of God, when they confronted Ezra and his people, was as to who gave them permission to rebuild this temple. And I'm telling you, that question needs to be answered in Ezra's day. That question needs to be answered in our day. Where do our liberties come from? Who has the authority to control our obedience to our Lord? Dear friend, we're dealing with some really serious matter here. And I realize in 10 minutes we can only get basically an introduction and little beyond that. But by the grace of God, we want to do what we can. Father, do bless us now with thy precious word. Use us for thy honor and thy glory. God, give us grace to stand. And may we be foundation layers. And may we be wall fillers. May we be breach builders. And, oh God, may we be restorers of the paths to dwell in. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I realize that on radio broadcast, you can have people coming in and out. And by the way, there are some that are listening now, some new stations just coming on, and we want to welcome you to the Calvary Hour. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 58, verses 11 and 12, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in." And as we have already mentioned, as you know, the books of Ezra and Nehemiah, as Ezra and his people were called to go back and rebuild the temple, Nehemiah was called with his people to go back and to rebuild the walls that surrounded Jerusalem. These are tremendous examples of this truth. They had no sooner gotten back and got started really with the work than the enemies of God raised up their ugly heads, and they wanted this work stopped. And so what they did was they wrote a letter to the king who was ruling at that time. His name was Artaxerxes, and they told him that the temple being rebuilt. They spread some lies and innuendos, and Artaxerxes, instead of going back and checking the scrolls, and checking their libraries as he should have, as he would later do, he just gave a commandment for the work to stop. And so the enemies of God came in with the army by force and by arm, and they shut down the rebuilding of the temple, and it stopped for some 16 years. Well, God was not going to allow that, so he raises up some preachers by the name of Haggai and Zechariah. And I'm reading now in chapter 5 of the book of Ezra. "Then the prophets Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Josadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them." And you know, a thought that came to my mind as I was reading that scripture. We get all upset, comes election time, and that occupies so much of our thinking. And by the way, we should be concerned, and we should try to put good people in the office. For the Bible says, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." But dear friend, God help us to have a concern that God raise up some preachers that would have the power of God in their life, just like Zechariah and Haggai, that can preach with the power of God so that a nation's heart can be turned. And when a nation's heart is turned, that nation will be turned as well. Well, at the same time, came to them, Tatnai, governor on this side of the river. This is an enemy of God. And Shethar Boznai and their companions, all of these were enemies of God, and said unto them, who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? They would have been the old style ACLU and other groups that always come in to try to keep people from praying and reading the Bible in public and worshiping God like God has told us to do. And by the way, like our Constitution guarantees us the right to do. You see, Artaxerxes, if he had done what was right, he would have had the scribe, he would have had his people go back and check the scrolls, and he would have found this order that was given by Cyrus, who was a king who preceded him. After the temple had been destroyed and the walls had been torn down, Jerusalem had been laid waste, Israel and Judah both had gone into captivity. But now a man comes on the scene, and it's been prophesied hundreds of years before that he would do this. Now, I'm reading now in 2 Chronicles chapter 36. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be accomplished, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, the king of Persia, and he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, thank God for that, saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth hath the Lord God of heaven given me, and he hath charged me to build him an house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up. So back to Ezra chapter 4 again, or chapter 5, I'm sorry, chapter 5 again, when Haggai and Zechariah begin to preach, and the enemies of God show up, and they ask this question, verse 3, at the same time came to them Tatnai, governor on this side of the river, and Shethar Boznai, and their companions, and said unto them, who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Well, that question needed to be answered, dear friend, and we're going to find out that it would be answered. So these men, they didn't stop their working. They kept on going. The Bible said, then said we unto them after this manner, what are the names of the men that make up this building? But the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease till the matter came to Darius, and then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter that Tatnai, governor on this side of the river, and Shethar Boznai and his companions, the Apharsachites, which were on this side of the river, sent unto Darius the king. They sent a letter unto him, wherein was written thus unto Darius the king, be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Judea, to the house of the great God, which is builded with great stones and timbers laid in the walls, and this work goeth fast on and prospereth in their hands. Then we asked those elders and said unto them, who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls? We asked their names also to certify thee, that we might write the names of the men that were chief of them. And thus they returned us answers, saying, we are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven unto wrath, he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Chaldeans, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus made a decree to build this house of God. So now the record is going to be set straight. They said there was a decree given by Cyrus in the first year of his reign to rebuild this house. Now we're going to find that Artaxerxes will go back and he'll have the scrolls checked. Sure enough, he'll find this decree by Cyrus. And then as we'll see, he will issue a decree that these enemies of God are to leave this house alone and in fact to help them, give them the materials that they need to build it. And what we need in this country is to go back to the Word of God and back to the Constitution of the United States. For our dear friend, we have the solid foundation of God's Word, and in addition to the Bible, we have those great, great documents, the Constitution of the United States, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. Oh, that we get back to the foundation of who we are and what we have. Oh, this broadcast is targeted for the end of our broadcast week. Hope you're making plans to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church. If you cannot, please join us on the internet at www.calbat.org. Please join us next broadcast if you can.